In Philippians 2, the Bible instructs us to do everything without murmuring and disputing. Paul reminded the believers that they were living in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, and that they should shine as lights in the world. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliott, helping you to run the race of life each day with an eternal view.
Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and overburdened, and I will give you rest. Put on my yoke and learn from me." This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliott, talking with you today about another one of the most asked questions. And this one is high on the list. What is this business about submission? Wives submitting to their husbands? Well, I didn't make it up. I can assure you of that. I think if you've listened to me at all on this program, you would not suppose that I am born a shrinking violet. I don't think that you would get the idea that Elizabeth Elliott really wants to be told what to do. And she can't make up her own mind, so she has to have somebody else form her opinions for her. If that's the impression that you have of me, well, then maybe you better listen a little bit longer to this program, because it's certainly not an accurate one. I was not born with one single atom of submissiveness in me. And when I find that the Bible says very clearly and straightforwardly and simply, "Wives, submit yourselves to your husbands," I must confess I don't feel comfortable with that. Have you ever heard people asking the question, "Do you feel comfortable with that?" Well, when the question is asked about things in the Bible, it seems to me that it's quite an irrelevant question, because we were never promised a rose garden, and anything that cuts across my human nature is not going to be comfortable. But I can't get away from these words. In the fifth chapter of Ephesians, Paul warns the Ephesian Christians, in a word, as God's dear children, try to be like him and live in love as Christ loved you and gave himself up on your behalf as an offering and a sacrifice. Now, if we're going to live in love and give ourselves up on behalf of others as an offering and a sacrifice, the Bible tells us we will then be a fragrance pleasing to God. Does it seem strange to you that the rest of that chapter gets down to some very hard specifics? In verse 21, it says, "Be subject to one another out of reverence for Christ." But straight away in verse 22, he gets really specific. He's not just saying be subject to one another, but he says, "Wives, be subject to your husbands as to the Lord." Why? Does he say because your husband is more spiritual than you are? Does he say because your husband's a whole lot better looking than you are and much taller? Does he say because your husband is always right? No. Paul is not that stupid. Paul knows that your husband may be more spiritual and better looking and taller and all the rest of it than you are, but he might not be any of those things. He still says, "Wives, be subject to your husbands as to the Lord, for," and here's the zinger, "the man is the head of the woman, just as Christ is also head of the church." Why should I be submissive to my husband? Well, because there's a mystery at stake here, a tremendous mystery. And that is what we have to be very, very careful of. We're walking through a minefield, as it were. And when I talk about this subject, I know that I'm walking through a minefield. I'm only trying to be faithful to Scripture. If I were running a popularity contest, I would be much smarter if I kept my mouth shut on the subject of wives submitting to their husbands. You know, God created the whole world and universe with greater and lesser, with ebb and flow, with leader and follower, with operator and cooperator. He even made the sun to be a greater light to rule the day and the moon to be a lesser light to rule the night. Do you think that God loves the moon less than he loves the sun? I would assume that it can be said that God loves the sun and the moon since he made them. And in 1 Corinthians 12, we have a wonderful chapter showing how the human body is made up of many parts, some of them visible, some of them invisible, some of them humble, and some of them more presentable, but all working together in a glorious harmony. So this is the reason why wives are to submit to their husbands. Because God had harmony and complementarity in mind, not equality and interchangeability. Now, the archetype, which means the pattern from which all other women were made, was Eve. And we know that Eve failed miserably because her rule of life was, "My will be done." If God said, "Don't eat the fruit," and Eve wanted to eat the fruit, then Eve ate the fruit. But the other archetype in Scripture, the other pattern on which we should base our efforts to live a godly life, is Mary, the archetypal woman, fit to be the mother of Jesus Christ, fit to be the bride because of her total surrender and submission. She was characterized by modesty, by humility, and quietness. May I ask how many of you women were born modest, humble, and quiet? Well, you're not listening to one that was. God help me. It's not natural to me to keep my mouth shut. It's not natural to be gentle and humble. But the verse that I read to you at the beginning of the program from Matthew 11, 28 to 30, Jesus says, "Put on my yoke and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." In marriage, I have certainly discovered that there is no rest if I refuse to be gentle and humble in heart. But the reason that the wife is to submit to the husband is because he is the head. He holds an office which has been assigned to him by God. It is for our joy, for our liberation. The truly liberated woman is the woman who is obedient to God. We have been given a particular share in God's work in the world, and it's different from the man's share. We are not interchangeable. We are called to be mothers. We are called to be feminine. We will find our fulfillment where Mary found hers, in glad acceptance and receiving of what is given by God. My submission to my husband is, first of all, my submission to Christ. If I am going to love him, I must submit myself to him. If I'm going to love Christ, I must submit myself to Christ. Try to be like him and live in love as Christ loved you and gave himself up on your behalf. A woman's submission is giving herself up on behalf of her husband. Now, in these last couple of minutes that I have left on the program, I need to say that this same passage gives a difficult command to the husband. I think it's much more difficult than the command to the wife. This is it, verse 25, "Husbands, love your wives." Paul doesn't say because they're so cute and so lovable all the time. I'm neither cute nor lovable a lot of the time. "Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church." And there was nothing cute and lovable about any of us sinners. It was while we were sinners that Christ gave himself up for us to consecrate it, cleansing it by water and the word, so that he might present the church to himself all glorious with no stain or wrinkle or anything of the sort, with no stain or wrinkle or anything of the sort, but holy and without blemish. In the same way, then, men are bound to love their wives as they love their own bodies. Now that takes sacrifice, doesn't it? Married love is sacrificial. The wife lays down her life for her husband in glad and humble submission. It must be glad, willing submission, or it's not really submission. Like the little boy who was punished by being told that he had to sit on a chair for 15 minutes, and the little boy sat there muttering to himself, "I'm sitting down on the outside, but I'm standing up on the inside." And some of us wives are like that too. We submit to our husbands, but we're standing up on the inside. But even if you don't feel submissive, you can will to do his will. If Christ gave himself up for me, then I give myself up in obedience to Christ by submitting to my husband. If Christ gave himself up for my husband, then my husband takes the yoke of Christ, which is the will of the Father, and becomes gentle and humble in his treatment of his wife. That's love as depicted in Scripture, not romantic love, the kind that evaporates very quickly, but sacrificial love, self-giving love. So this question about why a wife is to submit to her husband and how she is to submit, I hope I've given you just a few little hints in these few minutes. And there's a great deal more I could say. You might be wanting to read my two books on the subject, Let Me Be a Woman, which is on femininity, and The Mark of a Man on masculinity.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty, The Life and Testament of Jim Elliott. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.